This is Appendix 10 from the Companion Bible. The Spiritual Significance of Numbers. By E.W. Bullinger. Numbers are used in Scripture, not merely as in nature, with supernatural design, but with spiritual significance, which may be summarized as follows: 1-1. Denotes unity and commencement. The first occurrences of words or utterances denote their essential significance in interpretation. Words that occur only once, in the originals, are emphatic and important. First day, light. The first occurrences of all important words and expressions are noted in the margin. 2. Denotes difference. If two different persons agree in testimony, it is conclusive. Otherwise, 2 implies opposition, enmity, and division, as was the work of the second day. Compare the use of the word double applied to heart, tongue, mind, etc. 3. Denotes completeness, as 3 lines complete a plain figure. Hence, 3 is significant of divine perfection and completeness. The third day completes the fundamentals of creation work. The fourth, fifth, and sixth days are the counterpart and repetition of the first, second, and third, and correspond respectively. See the structure of Genesis 1. The number 3 includes resurrection also. For on the third day the earth rose up out of the deep, and fruit rose up out of the earth. 4. Denotes creative works 3 plus 1, and always has reference to the material creation, as pertaining to the earth, and things under the sun, and things terrestrial. 5. Denotes divine grace. It is 4 plus 1. It is God adding His gifts and blessing to the works of His hands. The Hebrew ha'aretz, the earth, by gematria, that is to say the addition of the numerical value of the letters together, is a multiple of 4, while hashamayim, the heavens, is a multiple of 5. The gematria of charis, the Greek for grace, is also a multiple of 5. It is the leading factor in the tabernacle measurements. 6. Denotes the human number. Man was created on the sixth day, and this first occurrence of the number makes it and all multiples of it the hallmark of all connected with man. He works 6 days. The hours of his day are a multiple of 6. Ataliah usurped the throne of Judah 6 years. The great men who have stood out in defiance of God, Goliath and Nebuchadnezzar and Antichrist, are all emphatically marked by this number. 7. Denotes spiritual perfection. It is the number or hallmark of the Holy Spirit's work. He is the author of God's word, and 7 is stamped on it as the watermark is seen in the manufacture of paper. He is the author and giver of life. And 7 is the number which regulates every period of incubation and gestation, in insects, birds, animals, and man. 8. Denotes resurrection, regeneration, a new beginning or commencement. The 8th is a new first. Hence the octave in music, color, days of the week, etc. It is the number which has to do with the Lord, who rose on the 8th, or new, first day. This is, therefore, the dominical number. By gematria, see above, Jesus makes the numbers 888. It, or its multiple, is impressed on all that has to do with the Lord's names, the Lord's people, the Lord's works. 9. Denotes finality of judgment. It is 3x3, the product of divine completeness. The number 9, or its factors or multiples, is seen in all cases when judgment is the subject. 10. Denotes ordinal perfection. Another new first, after the 9th digit, when numeration commences anew. 11. Denotes disorder, disorganization, because it is one short of the number 12, see below. 12. Denotes governmental perfection. It is the number or factor of all numbers connected with government, whether by tribes or apostles, or in measurements of time, or in things which have to do with government in the heavens and the earth. 13. Denotes rebellion, apostasy, defection, disintegration, revolution, etc. The first occurrence fixes this, Genesis 14:4. and the second confirms it, Genesis 17:25. It, and its multiples, are seen in all numbers, and in the gematria, see above, of all names and passages that are associated with rebellion, etc. 17. Denotes a combination of spirit and order, 10 plus 7. It is the seventh prime number, as 13 is the sixth prime number. Other numbers follow the laws which govern the smaller numbers, as being their factors, sums, products or multiples, that is to say 24 is 12x2, a higher form of 12. 25 equals 52. Grace intensified. 27 equals 33. Divinity intensified. 28 equals 7x4. Spiritual perfection in connection with the earth. 29 equals 33. Intensifying of divine judgment. 30 equals 3x10. Divine perfection, applied to order. 40 equals 10x4. Divine order applied to earthly things. Hence, the number of probation. The four perfect numbers, 3,7, 10, and 12, have for their product the remarkable number 2,520. It is the least common multiple of the 10 digits governing all numeration, and can, therefore, be divided by each of 9 digits, without a remainder. It is the number of chronological perfection, 7x360. One, the whole subject may be studied in Dr. Bullinger's work on number in Scripture, London, Eyre and Spottiswoode. Return to main index page,